presentation about the work for each one, and you can take the decision,
Okay.
the design or direction of the pheromone. And we have, you can go to new project requirements. So I think till the text becomes outdated. So the popularity of the since the popularity of the internet, and I think we don't need writing adapter. So the remote control should be what we use it for the television. And of course we should have our actual in the design. So let's start with the industrial designer.
Yeah. Alright. So
you can use the whiteboard.
When I have a PowerPoint presentation still in my personal folder, so I think you can reach it from here.
Let's go to Explorer. Or open. Participant 2.
Because it's happening.
Right, so I will talk about the
F5
design
slideshow, real slideshow,
and well, I will present my first idea on how to build the our new remote control television. So can we go one page down, please? So I think the first thing to do is to define the hardware components needed to achieve what we want to do. So I do a survey about what is available on the market and what is the cheapest possible thing we can use. Then I will try with the technical team to build the prototype and to see how this little box would look like, and we can start troubleshooting first communication problems or things like that. And when we are ready with this first prototype, I think we can have some software functionalities on a programmable chip, by browsing by content or things like that. Okay, so can you go down? So well, what I think for now is we don't want to have a remote control which is wide. So I think we can use a battery for the alimentation. Then two programmable chips for both software functionalities and communication. And the communication with the TV set is made through infrared communication. So this is the schema.
Did you draw it?
of the future remote control. So you can see the components, battery, and the two chips. Goes to the infrared connection.
This is the what is the other chip for? The one on top.
The one on top is for the the functionalities and the green one is to putting things together and transform the data into
the format.
Into the format
to the
to communicate with the TV set.
Okay.
And that's it. I think we should use FPGA for for the functionalities, which is easy to do.
What is FPGA?
It's field programmable something
gateway
array.
Arrays. It's a field programmable gateway arrays.
So what is it, how is it different from the Bluetooth?
Well, FPGA is just a chip. You can
program it.
Program it with whatever you want.
Okay.
And well, Bluetooth chip is just responsible to
yeah.
communication between
yeah.
the two devices.
So these are the, they have to work together, or do they have to work together, or two separate choice?
The FPGA will produce the data to send.
Okay.
Or is something like is in hardware the first one, and the second one
is the software part.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
To make it run.
Okay. Okay. So you can control if your notebook if you want, right?
Alright, and that's it for the questions. So, if you have any questions?
Okay. And how about the battery power? You mean that battery would be somewhere there, and the remote control, the power to the battery comes through infrared?
No. I think we have to have embedded batteries into the
more compact and
yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think it will need very much power to make it run. So.
Yeah.
You can put it on a charger when you don't need to use it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Having a charger rather than putting a battery cell is always.
Yeah.
People don't like it to buy the batteries when they run out.
Because you're using Bluetooth, if some people have PDA, they can use their PDA to control the TV if they want to, right?
Also,
I don't know.
I think the goal is to sell
our remote. We do not want to make a PDA.
So it's mine.
It's mine.
Oh. Yeah, this is your.
Let's move to user interface design.
Yeah. So you can open the 3. So I'm working on the technical functions design. Can you show the next slide? So the purpose is to find the important questions to ask is what effect should the apparatus have? So I found on the on the internet.
Yeah,
I spent a lot of time searching. And I found that the function of remote control is to send messages to television set. For example, switch on, switch off, switch the next channel, and so on and so on. So I found two very good prototypes for this interface from our competitors. So can you... Yeah. Ours is a bit different. So. These are two examples. One is from OPG, the other one is from Engineering Central. Yeah. This is the most competing prototypes I found. but then I found if you see on the left one, there are too many buttons.
And they are small.
Yeah. On the right, I tried to play with, but the problem is that if I have 100 channels, I have to press the other button to choose the 100 channels, and I have to compose the number, so it's very lousy. so you move to the next one. Yeah, so I talk about the problem, and then I look at the user manual, they are 100 pages thick, so we don't want that. So I propose an easy to use prototype. You can navigate it on TV screen, and we can pre-filter user's preference. And we need to have the TV connected to the internet. So in order to access the TV programs by XML, and we need to do some pre-processing. From the technical aspect, the processing should be done on the TV set than on the on the remote controller, right? And then the speech recognition, as Harry says, we may just put in, we may KIV.
What do you mean by the pre-processing will be done on the TV? TV.
Yeah, all the processing is done. The TV is a computer, has some processing power there.
So we have to have specific
Yeah.
TV, or we have to, we
So
can't use this.
a TV with the remote
Yeah,
control.
yeah, because oh, you just want remote controller. Okay.
not
I
the
think
TV, just the
there
remote
is all there is a technology like ShowView,
Yeah.
who is already available on most of the TV set on recorders or things like that, and we can try to get this information
Okay.
onto the remote control
Yeah.
to do the
Yeah.
processing on the remote
Yeah,
control.
that's right.
Okay, so we do processing on the remote controller,
Yeah.
so it can u be used in any TV, any conventional TV sets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speech recognition.
Yeah, that's all. The next one. So I come up with a simple design. Just keep the navigation button.
Yes, that's a good idea. I think we don't need really much buttons to if we have a screen to navigate on
Yeah.
the TV, so
Yeah.
yeah, 4 or 5 buttons is
Yeah.
sufficient. It's easy to build and does
Then
not consume much power.
Yeah. Okay, that's
Oh, but you have a catch there. Assume that if you want to go to, if you're watching channel 2 and if you want to go to channel 99, then.
Well, then you go to the main menu and you have go to channel, and then
Now, because you choose by channel, so
yeah.
you choose
Really?
by TV program, so you don't have 100 channels to choose from. If you
Yeah.
go by channel, you don't have to do that.
Well, but
But
I think he said if you want to make a well a big jump
a big
in
jump.
talks,
Yeah,
but
that's right.
well you have to have a device when you can equip
A mouse or
one, not a mouse, but something that says more clearly that right, left, up, down,
Yeah.
or
Okay.
to have the ability to write something to the navigator, maybe directly. You can think of buttons like in the telephone to send messages or things like that. But
How
we'll see.
big is the this remote?
It's going to be small.
Of course, it has to be.
It's too small that it doesn't on the sofa, and we can't find it.
Yeah. So your beep, if you want to find it, you just shout. You ha just it just has to rep respond to you when you look for the device.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how, but
We just give it a name and we call him.
yeah, and your response to you,
Yeah,
I'm there.
that's right.
Okay, so next presentation. Which is the control? So hi.
Okay, after having the inputs from industrial design and user interface, I think most of the points which I want to have already covered here. And to find the most interesting features, what the users would be interested, then what we have done is we have put a feedback forms in all the magazines, and the users send the feedbacks, and based on that, these are the findings which we got. And yeah, adding up a speech interface is always good for a TV remote, but the technology, we already know that, I
Well,
discussed earlier.
I think it will be yes, a bit complicated to make a speech recognizer runs on the small
And it has to be seen how feasible it is.
But I think if you just want to recognize numbers, it's a well-studied problem. If you just recognize numbers, it's a limited you have limited
Yeah, we can put
vocabulary.
in limited vocabulary as in the mobile phones.
Yeah.
We just have the
And this can allow to choose the program, for instance, without adding buttons.
Yeah.
So it's a good
It
idea.
is not going to take much space also. It's going to be very slim. And next one was the size of the remote control. It has to be, of course, a very slim and small one. And of course, most of the people are interested in if it's less expensive. So this is an important criteria we have to use.
But do you think that they suggest that they
I mean, we have to look for a trade-off, the
yeah.
features and the cost.
I think that if we go for quality, people may tolerate it for high quality, and of course comes with reasonable cost. Maybe not less, but they may be willing to pay
little
bit more for
extra
comfort,
features.
Yeah, extra features.
Yeah, speech is an important extra feature that
yeah.
Mm.
Is yeah.
I mean, for the lazy guys, they could just say 9, and the 9 channel comes, or just say movie name. I don't go for movie names, but only for the numbers on the channel, or volume up, volume down, brightness, contrast. So I think that should be a good idea to put these features. And the fourth one was the teletext in various languages.
Well, we just have to find the means how to.
I
have a microphone or yes, a microphone into the remote control. So
I think
it could be alright.
What is the teletext?
If it's necessary, we can
Yeah, as discussed in the earlier meeting, but
I
think not much people are really interested in this point. If it's not really.
It is interesting, but we are only concerned with the remote controller. So you need special TV sets to do that, or it's done via this remote controller. It's very complex.
Yeah, I think it's complex too.
yeah, it's for them. Industrial design and users, interface designers to decide if it's going to be working or not.
For our next product, our
I think
TV set.
Yeah, then we can conclude then. Yeah. Yeah. But it's quite possible, but maybe not in this project.
As I discussed, that 4 points would be good for marketing. The speech interface and less reasonable cost, and the lighting adaptation, and the teletext. And regarding the teletext, these are the text information which you got on the televisions.
Okay.
If you're watching a foreign movie,
yeah.
You get a subtitle sometimes.
Okay.
And if you're a French guy watching an English movie, you would like to have it in French.
Yeah.
And if I'm a German, then I would like to have the, my options in German. So the remote, it should have some, it should give me some flexibility of choosing the languages. That should be a good point.
Yeah, but what about the new project's requirements? I think you should give up with teletext. Well, so maybe we can already think about a way to access the internet via the television. Because
using the TV to access the internet, or what? I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, but we can think that in a few years there will be TV set that can access the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah,
it's a good
so
idea if we. Think about how to build up our remote control with this functionality, which would come in a few years. So if we already have it in our
so you have to
remote control,
the future,
yeah,
yeah, the future
yeah.
demand, market demand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not to implement it, but to find a way to add
the functionality,
functionality
in the future.
Yeah.
All right.
In an easy manner, if it's possible.
Yeah. Because all the TV sets have been digital, right? All the programs, everything have been digital, then analog. The system will change, and we have to anticipate for those change.
Okay. Soon. So let's go for the lunch break.
Okay,
thank you.
thank you.
Thank you.